Welcome to the JD Show. Now, today I'm going to share with you the three biggest challenges most property investors, developers face, especially when you're starting, when you're a newbie. Three challenges that I have seen across the table, and this is me as a broker, as a developer, as an investor myself, into residential as well as commercial properties. Three challenges. We have the first one, which is the category of people where they have absolutely no clue what they're doing in the first place. Like, they do not know which strategies that are available, which strategies to focus on, which are the most profitable ones. How can they really create a portfolio that will help them, you know, earn enough passive income to not have to worry ever about really paying the bills and living a decent lifestyle? That's the first category. The second one is people who know a little bit, but they don't know still how to find profitable deals, how to stack those deals, and or they don't know. The third one is how to find the money. They may not have a lot of their own money, so they are looking for JV partners. They don't know. So the three is either they don't know what they're doing at all with strategy, you know, to focus on and so on and so forth. Second one is finding the best property deals, as in really healthy deals. And the third one is property finance, as in external investment. And like I said, we have done over 1,000 finance cases in the last few years. And I can see across the board to these are the three main challenges most people face, most investors face. And how can you really deal with this, right? If let's say you're a newbie, right? There are a bunch of strategies which are profitable at the moment. For example, planning uplifts, developments, conversions from a commercial to a resi, and or BRR deals, that is, starts from the point of buying low and selling high. That's your below market value deals. Learning to find these deals is a skill. Like I said, the first step is to know and understand what these strategies are in the first place. So planning uplifts, very, very simple. You find something that you can get more planning on and add value. Either it could be a detached house, it could be a piece of land, it could be a commercial that you can add extra rooms on, so on and so forth. It can be anything that you can actually add value into, and that value addition is done by planning, getting planning gain, and or obviously developing at the back of that. And this, obviously, the second one at the back of that is doing the development itself. Commercial to resi is another one. Like I said, finding below market value deals and developing, adding more value on top of that is your game. That's your first step of knowing what to do. Again, I would surround myself with, you know, when I started, I surrounded myself with developers. I surrounded myself with investors. I was reading books day in, day out to make sure that I am learning the game in depth. In depth is the game. It's not about learning the surface and saying, oh, I understand BRR. It's about finding the right deal to make it profitable, coming out at the back of that with enough profits to be able to pull out most of your money, or more, or all of your money, or most of your money. So that's your first step. Surrounding yourself with the right people, getting trainings, getting mentoring, making sure you understand the depth of all of this. Second one is finding the right deals. How can you find the right deals if you don't know how to analyze them in the first place? Again, that's a skill that you will only and only learn by only two ways. Either you take a mentoring program, and or you surround yourself with a developer. You kind of shadow a developer on daily basis to be able to understand how you can find these deals, how you can analyze these deals, and how you can stack them well in your favor. And the third one is being able to raise external funding. You may not have enough funding to do a multi-million pound deal. So raising external funding is another skill. That's persuasion skills at core. That's leadership skills at core, making sure that you can lead people behind you. But how do you persuade people to give you the money? How can they trust? Why would they trust you with their money? Okay. Again, that's a hell of a skill. It's not something you can learn overnight. It's something you need to take mentoring trainings for. It's something you need to surround yourself with people who are good at persuasion skills. Okay. I have shared the GROW model, which is based on persuasion, which is based on coaching people, leading people, in our free 7 days challenge video. So if you haven't watched them, please do go and watch those videos. If you don't have the link, please ask wherever you're watching this video from. and we'll be happy to share those videos, because that's where we shared on how you can raise external investment from just completely cold people, like people you do not even know, and you can approach them, you can build rapport, and at the back of that, you can raise funding for your own projects. That will help you. Remember, business is all about leverage. How much you can leverage is what will practically decide if you're really going to succeed or not. It's a leverage game. Property especially is definitely a leverage game. So learning to leverage other people's money is very, very important. Okay. And if I was to take you back a bit, like into the second challenge, which is finding property deals and, you know, find really healthy property deals and being able to stack them well in your favor. It's a hell of a skill. It's not something, again, you can learn over a short video, but I can assure you that literally if you either shadow or take some sort of mentoring, you can get there. It's a persistence game. It's really a persistence game. It's a game of, okay, looking at it and saying, okay, it'll take me 2-3 years to learn the depth of this. And once you've learned the depth, I would be able to make, you know, sort of $500,000 plus a deal. And then you get to that point, it just becomes a lot more interesting. It becomes a lot more, you know, you start to take more interest in going into the depth of this. And the only way you can get there is by persistence, learning the game, trainings, mentoring, books, whatever you can get your hands on. It's a learning game. Like I said, once you learn the game, it just, everything feels a lot more easier. And also, I think one thing a lot of people don't realize is the effort it takes. They underestimate the effort it takes to become a property investor, a developer. And they also underestimate, they overestimate what they can achieve in a year and underestimate what they can achieve in 5 to 10 years time. So if you are learning, and that's compounded through books, through mentoring programs, training programs, by surrounding yourself with the right people, you will really get there. It's about putting the effort in, analyzing deals on daily basis, pitching to investors on daily basis. That's what the game is all about. But these are the three main challenges most people face. And I have shared with you a brief of how you can deal with them. So have an absolutely amazing day. Make sure you subscribe to where you're watching this from for amazing experiences that we will share on the journey.